This week on Minnesota Native News, Melissa Townsend reports on the 35th Annual Native American Journalists Association Conference hosted at the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux Community.
The Native American Journalism Association Conference was 4 days of workshops, speeches, eating, and visiting. One of the workshops at the conference featured Native artists. Diani is a painter, usually using acrylics and oils. She was one of the artists who spoke to a group of reporters, including me. She wants us to know that we've let her down. The other artists in the room agreed. She shared a story to explain what she means.
So I got asked to be a panelist for an upcoming conference here in Minneapolis. It's thousands of people. It's a really big deal, apparently.
She's been chosen as a featured speaker for the upcoming National Arts Education Conference.
And then they told me about who some of the past guests have been, and they were people like Jeff Koons and Amy Sherald.
Koons and Sherald are two very famous non-Native artists.
And I got really intimidated, and I was like, oh my God, like, I can't meet that level of notoriety. And these people, these are the biggest, you know, they're everywhere. Everybody knows them who's in the field. I can't give you that.
And then she realized she can't give them that, partly because of the news media.
I can't give it because you aren't giving us the coverage that's equal to these other folks. We aren't being reported on with that same respect and value placed on what we have to contribute.
Being ignored in the media contributes to feeling invisible and being undervalued. There's a serious need for better reporting in Indian Country. And that's hard to do when non-Native reporters and audiences may not even understand the basics.
To see and understand the worth of what we make, we have to first fill them in with the entire history of our country. For them to even be able to look at a work and unpack what's in that work, oftentimes they miss it because they don't know the history. They aren't taught the history. They don't know our communities.
That's where the Native American Journalism Association can play a role. The group represents nearly 600 journalists, many who are Native, from tribal media, Native outlets, and mainstream newsrooms. NAJA President Tristan Atone says the mission is to support Indigenous journalists and promote better media coverage of Indian Country.
I guess I've been working professionally for about a decade now. There's a lot more recognition that newsrooms should be doing this kind of reporting.
At this year's conference, NAJA honored the elders among us who have helped build the industry. Mark Trahant received the NAJA Medill Milestone Achievement Award. It's in recognition of his decades of incredible work, most recently at the helm of Indian Country Today.
Indian Country Today is around because just so many people over the years have invested their time and energy to a simple idea, and that's serving Indian readers.
The NAJA conference also offered tools for new generations of reporters. Hunter Holtolke is from the Seminole Nation of Oklahoma. He's one of the Native American Journalism Fellows at the conference, receiving specific support from more veteran journalists.
We all share that theme of, you know, report the news for the betterment of our people. So just to get everybody in that environment and foster that creativity is really good.
Mindy Duffel is also at the conference. She works with the Citizen Potawatomi Nation. She's non-Native.
And I think that's important for people like me who are non-Native to submerge themselves in what being Native American actually is.
In addition to honoring the work of Native journalists, supporting the next generation, correcting history, and contradicting stereotypes, as if that's not all enough, NAJA leaders are also lifting up the importance of a free press. Another conference discussion focused on a recent NAJA survey. It showed many tribal news outlets are subject to censorship by tribal governments. So the Native American Journalism Association has plenty of work to do, all with the intention of growing the volume of well-reported stories in Native America and supporting Native reporters. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with support from Minnesota History Center, presenting Our Home, Native Minnesota, an exhibit that teaches the stories and history of Dakota, Ojibwe, and other tribal nations. Our Home, Native Minnesota opens December 7th at the History Center in St. Paul.